Okay, today's daf is the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, Tzadi Test. Tzadi Test, Amid Beis, it starts Arvei Pesachim, and that's what we are going to focus on. And we'll talk about Dalakosos. Again, we have the first couple of blot here in this parak is all about Shabbos and Yantif, and then we get into the Seder Halachas. But today we'll speak about a comment on the Mishnah relating to the Dalakosos. Says the Mishnah at the beginning of this parak, Erev Pesachim, or Arvei Pesachim, Samach Lamincha, Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. A person shouldn't eat until it gets dark, and even a poor man should not eat until he does haseba. And you shouldn't give him less than 4 cups of wine if he is an ani. Even if he's a very destitute, still one has to give him at least 4 cups of wine. So Tosfos is medayik from the lashon of lo yifchasu lo. Says Tosfos mitoch halashon mashma ksas. It's not a diyek muchrach, but it's mashmak sas, says Tosfos. She nostin labanda v'lebnei beiso, kiyam la'atzmo. It says, lo yifchusu lo, don't give him. It says Tosfos, mistama the ani has a family, and yet it still says, don't give him less than 4 kosos. What do you mean? You have to give him 4 kosos for each of the people in his family. But it just says, don't give him less than 4, mashma, that you only give 1 set of kosos for the family. V'hu motzi es kulam bishalo, and he's motzi the others with his kos. Visvaru, and Tosfos says, well, why wouldn't that be okay? It's a svara. De maishna arba kosos mi kiddush de kol hashana. Why should arba kosos be any different than kiddush the whole year? She'echad motzi es kulam, that one is motzi all of them. Again, that assumption is a huge assumption of Tosfos. Again, when a Rishon says maishna, we always have to say, really, is that true? Tosfos says there shouldn't be any different than kiddush the whole year. And the answer might be, against Tosfos is, it is very different than Kiddush the whole year. The question is, when we have Dalet Kosos, one of the mitzvahs halayla, is that just a quantitative addition? There's Kiddush, 1 kos, and the 4 kosos are, again, a similar idea, but just quantitatively more, or is Dalet Kosos something very different than Kiddush shall call Hashanah? So that line of Tosfos obviously feels that it is just a quantitative jump. Maishna, what's the difference? It's just like the whole year, one person can make Kiddush and hold the kos and drink a kos and be motzi everyone else. So too, dalet kosos. Mumihu gam b'kiddush. But then Tosfos says, also by kiddush, shema yel kol echad kos. Kiddush mashma la kamon. Gabi chazi lu sabat degachin v'shasi. Maybe by kiddush also, this opinion is holding that everybody had a cup. Remember the Gemara later on, that we'll have at the Shemandav Kufyud, where Rav Ashi doesn't know what Kiddush Rabba is in the morning. He goes and says, pray for a guffin, and then he looks around, and then he sees someone drinking from his cup. So it is clear there that someone else had a cup as well. So maybe by Shabbos also. Aval Beperek Bakal Ma'arvin, but says Tosfos, if you look in Erevin, Gabizman in the Sugya of Shechianu, Daf Mem, Mashbuk Sa Shalom Ayala Kal Echad Koso. It's Mashbuk that not everybody had a kos in front of them. Va'od, and also Dhamma Megamara, Hishka Mehan Labarav Bnei Beiso Yatza. Says in the Gemara later on that if he gives from his cup to his children and his family, he's Yotzei v'udashasa rubetakasa. As long as someone drank rov kos, mashma deim yatzu b'shmiya. Mashma, they didn't have to. He chose to give some. And as long as one person drank rov kos, they're Yotzei. Tabina rubetakasa. So it's mashma one. V'od, Tosfos says. De mashma de lachadchila in regila slash kosa. It's mashma that's not the normal thing to do. If he gave to his family, then somebody has to drink rov kos. But lachadchila, it wasn't ragil. Umiyo yesh litchos, but maybe no, all those cases are no raya. B'sheyesh lam kos latzmam. They all have their own kos. Inam, b'vanav b'nei beso aktanamayri. Oh, he's talking about children. Shlo higiyo lechina feinishto b'chal. His wife is not included. His wife, of course, would have a kos. Umiyo, but either way, so this goes back and forth. Umiyo, but Gemara mashma shetzorah kolechan me'arba kosos. But the Gemara is mashma that everyone needs diktani. The Gemara says, akol chayavin b'dal kosos. Echa noshe v'echa tinokos. Amr Rabbi Yehuda says, Matoela Sidokas Bayayin. Why do the children have to drink wine? But Mashma, you're putting a kos in front of each of them. Mashma del Tanakamas or a kos al the Tinokos. Vish Lidchos, the Chayavon Lashmoa Berchazava Kosos, Kamar, Umishim Chinoch. Not that they have to drink, they have to hear. But Tosfos says, Lamaisa seems to keep his Svara. Then Mashna, it shouldn't be different than all other Kiddush from Kol Hashana, even though Lamaisa, he says, V'nira l'hachmir, u'lahasra ta'al kosos l'kol echad, v'hamachmir, tzorach l'idash l'ya kosapagam, v'chulu. But this is Tosfos. This is Tosfos. And all the Mefarshim, the Maharal, and the Gvuras Hashem, and Perek Memches says, what is Tosfos talking about? Ta'al kosos is a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. Isn't that what the Chazal instituted? One of the mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. We know there's two mitzvahs d'Araisa, two mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, b'zman hazeh, matzah and sibri cheese b'shayim is d'Araisa. Talat kosos and marar is d'Rabbanan. And isn't the mitzvah to drink four cups of wine? How could Tosfos even suggest that, okay, one can be motzi others? That's kiddush. That's not talat kosos. Of course it cannot be transferred. So what exactly is Tosfos talking about? So four ideas in Tosfos to explain what Tosfos is talking about. Even again, Tosfos Lamaisa says they should have a cup in front of everyone. But in Svara, Tosfos seems pretty clear that one can be motzi all of them. That's what Tosfos seems to say. So four ideas in Tosfos. Says Rashi Pesach Frank. Says in Rashi Pesach Frank in the Mikrei Kodesh. And Chelek Beis Simin Chavtes. Says Rashi Pesach, look in the Magen Mishnah at the end of Hilchas Chanukah. The end of Hilchas Chanukah. So in Hilchas Chanukah, the end of Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam says that you have to sell the shirt off your back in order to buy Neiros Chanukah. Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi An Ma'od. Vitzarach Adam Li Zarba. Kedil Hodi Anes Lohosef B'Shevach HaKel V'Odoyalo. And to be Mishabeach Hashem. Afilu Ein Lo Mayochal, Elo Menat Staka, even if he doesn't have what to eat except from Staka, Shoh Elo Mocher Ksuso. You have to sell the shirt off your back for Neiros Chanukah. How do you know that? How do you know you have to sell the shirt off your back for Neiros Chanukah? Says the Magen Mishnah, our Mishnah right here, of Arvei Pesachim. There's no Gemara that says you have to sell the shirt off your back for Chanukah. But says the Magen Mishnah, we compare Dalet Kosos to Neiros Chanukah. Nireh shalomdu mimashin hisbar v'erg zayin milchos chamitzu matzah shafilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yifchos midalat kosos ta'tamishum pirsumei nisa v'kol shekeim b'neiros Chanukah da'adif mikiddush hayom kemoshi hisbar b'samuch. So the Magen Mishnah says we learn from dalat kosos to Neiros Chanukah that you have to sell the shirt off your back. Says of Si Pesach, maybe the equation goes in the opposite direction as well. Sometimes we can learn from Neiros Chanukah to Dalet Kosos. What about Neiros Chanukah? Remember the Machlokas, Tosfos and the Rambam, by Neiros Chanukah. And let's look at Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos l'shitaso. Tosfos says in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph Amabez, when we have the different levels of Neiros Chanukah, of Neirushu Beso, level one, one candle per house, and then we have Mahadrin Ner for each person in the house, and then Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin, that goes by the how many nights, 1 to 8, 8 to 1, Machlok LeBesharim BeSilal. But major Machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam, is level 3, going back to on level 1, or is it going back on level 2? The Rambam says it's going on level 2. The Rambam says it's building level 3 builds on level 2, which builds on level 1. And therefore, if you have 10 people in the family, the first night you light 10 candles, the second night you light 20 candles, the second night you light 30 candles, keep going up. And Tosfos says no. Tosfos Dibur Maslov HaMahadrin says no. Level 3 is going back on level 1. And that is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, right? We know that this is one of the few times that the Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos and the Rambam passes like the Rambam. Nira Lari, De Beishama Beis Hillel, Lokaimi Ella Aneru Shubeso. Beishama Beis Hillel, level 3 is going back on level 1. Shekain yish yoser hidur deika hakera kishemosa v'holech. So it's clear what night it is. O machasas yukenegad a yaman achasim o yotzim. Avalamosa ner l'kol echad. If you make a candle for each one and the family members and the night, I feel yosef mikan velech lecha hakera. She is brushakach yish bnei adam abayis. It won't be a nikar hidur mitzvah. But what do you see from there? According to Tosfos, the Pirsumei Nisa is one menorah for the house. One Chanukiah for the house, that's the Pirsumei Nisa. Suggest the Rav Tzvi Pesach and the Mikrei Kodesh, maybe that's what Tosfos says. Since Dalet Kosos is Pirsumei Nisa, so similar to Chanukah, Pirsumei Nisa could be fulfilled by one object. One Chanukiah, one set of Dalet Kosos. V'lachor yesh lomar, b'divrei HaKosos, shekach hi mitzvah, she'echad mibnei habayis yivarech al Dalet Kosos. U'kamo avakas ner Chanukah, she'mitzvah hi al kol habayis. It's a din in the bayis. So too, Dalet Kosos is a din in the Seder. A din in the Seder. L'fersumi nisa dai be'echad mibnei habayis, shehu ose ha-mitzvah b'fnei kulam, v'ika persume. And ika persume, that is suggestion number one of the Mikrei Kodesh. If you look in the Nitziv and the Merome Sada, he has a second idea. The Netziv, instead of here, we're saying Tosfos compares it to Shabbos, and therefore, how can he compare it to Shabbos? The Netziv has the same question as the Maharal. Ein amuvan mazeh adimyon, dehasam ha-mitzvah hirak bebracha, by Shabbos. Vein mavarchin el al ha-kos, and the kos is background. Mishamachi answer ha-kos el mavarech. Av ha-mitzvahs dal kosos, tiknu lishtos. Ve'echefsha lahotzi dechov ashtia. How is that transferable? Vitzarach lomar says the Merom Sada, instead of saying a chiddush in Pesach, and saying that they must be bringing Pesach over to Shabbos. What he does is he brings Shabbos over to Kiddush. Must be Tosfos holds that Shabbos over to the Dal Kosos. Must be Tosfos holds that Shabbos is also a din in the Shtia. V'zitzarach lomer da Tosfos sirle dekavid yom Shabbos hu Shtia sakos v'zeo dasa geonim shekosvu shem nishpach hakos achar habracha. Let's say I make Kiddush and the wine spills all out. So tzarach lavi kos acher. So maybe that's why the Tosfos says what he says, because of the Chiddush in Shabbos, and not the Chiddush in Dalid Kosos. That is number two suggestion. But number three, then we have a third idea, and that's the famous thought of the Briska Rav. The Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik in Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Pei Dalid, the historical context of this chiddush that was come up with the Briska Rav, but says the Rav Shechter, Haisa tkufa misiyama shaba azvu rova yehudim asir brisk mipachar arusim. Vagriz, there was a time that everybody had to leave the brisk, and the Griz went to Chaslavish to live with his brother, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's father. V'docha gadol haibos hashana. V'hayim anamna lahasik da yayin l'kol yehudi o'ir. They couldn't get wine for everybody, dalakosos. V'donu oz hagram vagriz besugya da dalakosos. That's when they would be ma'ayin in the sugya. V'chidshu oz as bir hamafursam b'divrei harambam. Right, that's when the Griz came up with the beer, my first son, that's what we'll mention in a second, about Fertosis, right? And they came up with it because this was their Shas Atchak, and that's how they were, that's why they came up, that's what was part of the motivation of their studying the Sugya, and the Briska Rav coming up with the Chiddush. So what did the Briska Rav say? The Briska Rav says that really it is, according to Tosfos, against the Rambam, but according to Tosfos, it is like Kiddush. In what way? He quotes this from Reb Chaim. And he asks, "Tam al divrei Tosfos, to my inyan, arba kosos lekiddush to kol hashana to hasam." Exactly what the Netziv said. Hamitzvah yabracha v'zu ikar akiddush u'bazav dinat shomei kaone avol arba kosos ikar mitzvah yeshdia. So what is he saying? So says the Griz v'hochiach mizeh, and it must be therefore says Reb Chaim despirely latosos to gam arba kosos. Also arba kosos, the takana, according to those arba kosos, was not a din shtiyas dalad kosos. Dalad kosos was about anchoring each of the mitzvos halayla with a kos. Just like a wedding, we anchor the wedding. There's no din shtiyas hakos. There is. We make it a koshal bracha, but it's a wedding. It's a wedding which we make more chashiv, and we anchor it with a koshal bracha. And a pidyon haben, and a bris mila, and sibritzis mitzrayim, and benching, and haggadah. Ein ikra mitzvah b'shtiyas hakos, rak b'habrachos sha'al hakosos, v'avi mamish dugmi the kiddush, t'kol hashana, v'yalkosos shol bracha. He quotes that from Reb Chaim. And then he says, it's also mochrach from the words of the Gra, because the Gra in Arachayim Reish Ayin Aleph, in Hilchas Kiddush, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the three different days in the Rishonim about how much wine has to be drunk, right? Does the Makadish have to drink a Rov Revius, Shrita of the Gaonim? Does somebody have to drink a Rov Revius, or the Ritvin, Erevin? Maybe everyone could combine to drink a Rov Revius, and the Gra on that Shulchan Aruch quotes, what's the Makar for the Shrita of the Rosh that two are not Mitzdarif? He quotes the Gemara in Arei Pesachim later on, and Daf Kuv Ches, right, which is about Dalad Kosos. What does that have to do with Kiddush? Mevur mi divrei agra de lamanda isle shtiyas shtayim Mr. Revis gamba arba kosos than kain. He compares the two, and therefore the gra also holds like this Tosfos in this line. Vishvamina the sfirle la gra de inzorch lishtos baatzmo dalad kosos rakavin kachola kosos shal bracha de yicholon lasis gam la acher lishtos uvavachete shtiyah meakos. Right, and that is the Shita of the Gra, and he says the Shita of Tosfos as well. V'im kain a little bit later, Mavor lahedya to ikra mitzvah shal arba kosos, he abrachas sha'al kosos. V'shtiyasam he kechol shtiyas kos shal bracha. To lo ichpat lanem mavarach ba'atmo shoso acher. And then he says, ulam nira, the davar zeh machlokas shanui. It's really a machlokas. That is the Shita of Tosfos. So again, the Griz says that's the Shita of the Gra. That's also, he quotes Tosfos later on in Daf Kuf Zayin. Tosfos compares Male Lugmav to Rov Kos. The Gemara here later on talks about Rov Kos, which is a new unique halacha for Dalav Kosos. We never have halacha of Rov Kos by Kiddush, by any other kosher bracha. The shear is a Rov Revius. That's how much has to be drunk. And all of a sudden, we'll have later on the concept of Rov Kos, right, which is a special Dalav Kosos idea. Tosfos, Kuf Zayinam and Aleph, puts those two together. Tosfos Lashitaso, says the Riska Rav, because, you know, it's not such a jump from Kiddush to Dalav Kosos. There is a Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah, which sounds like this beer. Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Tosfos' Lashon is, Tosfos there talks about whether a woman is, or the Gemara is Chayav or Pater in Hallel. Mashma kan de isha p'tura mehalo de sukkas, right? Because the Mishnah says that if you don't understand, you should have a woman lead, say it for you, but it's terrible if you have to do that. V'chein da atzeres, v'tayim mishum de mitzvah shazvan gramahu. Af al gav, here's Tosfos, daba halel de leili psachim, even though halel pesach night. Mashma peragari psachim de mechayvi, bedalat kosos, umistama, lo tiknu dalat kosos, elakade lomar aleim halel va'agada. Right, that lashon, it sounds like the Griz, they were misakein dalat kosos, kisei halel on it, right? So that's, right, that's, it anchors. It anchors it, so it says Tosfos, so shani ha, halel de pesach dal anespa, right, the halel of the seder is a different type of halel. But anyway, that lashon sounds like the Briska Rav. But again, this is the Chiddush. Rav Asher Weiss writes in Simen Ayin Vav here in Psachim, it's very hard to say that there wasn't a din in Shtiyas HaKos. Sounds like that's what it's all about. Okay, but either way, this is number three. So number one, we had Rav Sipa Ezra Frank. Number two was the Netziv. Number three was the Griz. And number four, the last point, is based on a Chazon Ish. Based on a Chazon Ish. Right? Maybe Tosfos even holds it's a din in the Kosos themselves. And then we put the Bracha, you know, connected to them. It's a din in the Kosos. But the Chiddush is that we could view the Kosos as if it's in front of each and every one of them. Right, and this he gets into the sugya of Shomea Ka'ona. The sugya of Shomea Ka'ona. Right, we know the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that in Siman Kuf Dalet Siv Zayin, if somebody's in the middle of the quiet Shmoneh Asrei and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, we stop and listen. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The question is, did you ever think about that? Why we do that? Like, how does that work? It's based on Rashi. Rashi in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches says that if you're in the middle of the Amidah and the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, you stop and you wait. Stop and you wait and you listen and you are Yotze. That is what Rashi says. Mshama v'kivin libo l'shmo avalich lo ana yatsa v'chein lo mispalim b'tzibur v'shli ha-tzibur omer Kedusha o yehei shmei rabba yishtiku b'tfilasan v'yishmu b'kavan v'arehin ka'onin v'kshiyigmar ha-kedusha yaksu l'tfilasan. Ask Tosfos, brachas chafalaf m'abeis, ask Tosfos, you're right, it's keilu you're answering, but it's a hefsik. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of the Amidah. So says Tosfos, arguing with Rashi. No, you can't stop and listen because you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, you keep going. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What's like Rashi? There's a Ritva also in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches that also agrees with Tosfos Lamaisa, but for a different reason. The Ritva says that you should keep going because why? Shomei Kohen is not going to work in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, because you only need kala roi. You need the ability to say it, and then you can use Shomei Ka'ona. Okay? Different shita of the Ritva. But either way, what's this beer or machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, about Shomei Ka'ona? So it's a famous Chakira. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes it there in Brachas Nav Chaf Aleph, and the Chazon Ish quotes, when we say Shomei Ka'ona, is that mamish as if I'm saying it? Mamish dibur? Or I get the credit? But it's not as if I'm saying it, mamish, but I get the credit for it. According to Rashi, you're not actually saying it. You get the credit for it. But you're not actually saying it. So you have your cake and you eat it too. It's not a hefsek. According to Tosfos, it's mamish as if you're saying it. And therefore, don't stop. Just keep going. So the Chazon Ish in Aruch Chaim, Simen Chavtes, Oz Gimel, discusses this idea of Shomei Ka'ona. But then he asks another question besides this general Chakira. What about Shomei Ka'ona where you have to say something in a certain way, not just say it? Does that transfer? So that seems to be another question amongst the Achronim. The Chazon Ish assumes it does transfer. Where does this come up? Comes up, let's say, the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi, famous discussion also in the end of Bereishis. The Beis HaLevi discusses, could you do Birchas Kohanim with Shomei Ka'ona? All the Kohanim go up there, and only one Kohen says the words out loud. Says the Bracha out loud. So he says, he quotes someone who told him that in Italy there was this minog of one Kohen. He says, it doesn't work, because you need Kohram. Fine, it says if you said it, but you need a din of Kol Ram, says the Beis HaLevi. If you ever have to say something in a unique, specific way, then Shomei Ka'ona doesn't help you. Shomei Ka'ona says he's your mouthpiece, but if you have to say it in a specific way, it doesn't work. and therefore, by Birchas Kohanim, it would not work. That's the Beis Halevi, and the Chazon Ish argues, on this. He says, he quotes the Beis Halevi, and he says, I think it's wrong. Another machlokes, interesting, the Chayi Adam and the Rugged Shover, whether one has to say the sons of Haman b'neshima achas. That's what the Gemara says. And the Shulchan Aruch says that. But in many shuls, all the tzibur says the sons of Haman before the chazan. That's not in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the four psukim that we say out loud. Ish Yehudi, Reh Lahudi Ma'isa'ora, but not the sons of Haman. Different minhagim. So why would you have to say it? Says the Chayadam, you don't have to. Chayadam says, just listen to the chazan. Says the Tzavras Paneach, says the Ragat Shavar. No, because the din of Neshima Achas can't transfer with Shomei Ha'kona. Only saying it, not if you have to say it in a specific way. Okay, and there's a lot more here. But it says the Chazon Ish, maybe that's the issue in Tosfos. V'nira dezeu shenis tafku b'Tosfos. Psachim daf sadites. Shut sarach kosha l'kol ha'shomim. Do you need a kos in front of everyone? Or can you say, oh, Shomei Ha'kona, you're singing in front of a kos? So it's kilu I'm singing in front of a kos. Says the Chazon Ish, maybe that's Tosfos Shita. It's a chiddush in Shomei Ha'kona that it's kilu you're singing it, everybody's singing in front of a ka. This doesn't help for if it's a din in shtiyas ha'kos. That, you can't say Shomei Ha'kona transfers that. But at least if Alakos, maybe that would be able to transfer. This is all Shitas Tosfos and Dalakosos. The Rambam, the Brisker Rav points out, says otherwise, most Rishonim would assume like the Rambam, there's a din in Dalakos of Shtiyas Akos, but we'll have to get back to that at another point. Okay, we'll stop here.